Welcome to Blue Place Music Radio. This is a show about music and spirit and being human in a rapidly changing world. Join me for a conversation of discovery, exploring the healing energies of music and practical wisdom and teachings from traditional elders. This is a show about connection to our own heart and coming into relationship with the living world. So sit back and relax and explore the sky of the heart. The world is music. Birds sing the sun into the sky. Sacred mountains stand forgotten. Grandmother Ocean receives insult upon injury from the human people. Life moves towards balance through infinite exchange. Everything is alive and in relationship. The rocks and wind are speaking. The ancestors and gods are everywhere. Modern life has forgotten how to listen to the song of the world. Some of us are relearning how to hear. Listen with your heart.
Now is the time. Now is the
Just after Christmas now. I live in the mountains of western North Carolina, and it's like summer. There's flowers here and there. There's warm winds. The grass has just been mowed. And it's December 28th. And I notice on the news that this is not unusual. Everywhere around the world, it seems, is experiencing weather that is inappropriate for the season. You know, it's interesting to observe reactions to this. You know, in general, people are happy when it's warm. They can wear shorts and they can go swimming. And, but there's something about this that needs to be looked at directly. There's something that's expressing itself as being out of balance. And It's pretty much impossible to grasp with any accuracy. What exactly is happening with the world and the weather and climate change? I would like to offer a simple perspective that may be doable, and that is to engage with it as if it were about relationship, as if the weather was a living being, more appropriately a collection of living beings, of God forms, as if the whole world was alive and everything in it was in relationship. So viewing summer weather in the winter as a problem of relationship looks like recognizing and acknowledging that our openness and willingness to engage the living world matters. It matters if we care about water, if we care about the rain god, if we care about the mother earth. We can show our care and love by simply offering gratitude in prayer or by making offerings in certain ways and by giving some attention to ancestral wisdom traditions, noticing how they maintained and cultivated relationship with the living world for millennia. Ours is the first culture to extend out into this dream of separation for such a long time, with so many people around the world living as if relationship didn't matter, living as if the natural world was just there to be used and thrown away. So as we move into the new year, I offer a simple prayer that this be a year we learn how to live in relationship with all the beings seen and unseen that make up this world. Begin to make the change that's needed by starting to notice and listen to the living world and to feel connected with it as a living expression, remembering we are part of the dream of nature. Thank you.
Thank you.
music you've been listening to on our podcast today is available on Healing Music Now. It's by me, Scott Sheeran. Visit us at healingmusicnow.com. Thanks for listening.